Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We're excited about having a new friend on the show. Heather DeSantis is here. Heather is, she's really made a mark in her young life. She's a nominee for the Forbes 30 Under 30 list. She is the CEO and the founder of a virtual PR agency, Publicity for Good. She's a former Miss Ohio International in that competition, and she is currently living in a 23-foot Airstream trailer with her fiancé, and she's here to talk to us about that whole trip that she's made in her very short life. Heather DeSantis, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Excited to be here.
It's good to have you here. So you and your fiancé are living in a 23-foot Airstream. Folks, if you're not familiar, these are the stainless steel type looking trailers that they look like a long egg or a fat wiener, you know, and you pull them behind your car, your truck, and they're legendary, aren't they, Heather?
Absolutely. They literally keep their value. If you travel a lot, they withstand the travel, and they're beautiful.
Well, and they're actually absolutely perfect in terms of the function of them, albeit small function. But the Airstream travel trailer is clearly one of the marks of Americana. What do you think?
I love it. I love it. Actually, we got our Airstream and the truck in the same day. We went to the car dealership asking, okay, do we need a 2500? Do we need a 1500? What type of truck do we need to pull an Airstream? We found a 2007 used Airstream in California. A new one was about 80,000. We found it in Ohio. It was like 30,000. A 2007, we like drooled. And then we were like, okay, we're going to do it.
Is it a 2500 or 3500? Diesel or gas?
We have a 2500 truck.
Diesel is it a dually or single rear wheel? Is it a dually?
Dually.
Yeah, it is a dually. Okay. All right. So that's good. You got a big enough backside in that truck to pull the trailer. So, and of course, we need to remind people when you're pulling a travel trailer, you can't go down the road in the trailer. You have to be in the vehicle, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So I sit in the passenger seat and work from the road. Austin pulls the Airstream, manages all the logistics. Mind you, if you travel full-time in an RV, it's a big commitment. Austin probably spent at least 15 hours packing up, finding where we're going to stay, finding the right roads. It's a big commitment. It's exciting, but more work does come with choosing to live full-time in a tiny home or RV.
Yeah, no kidding. So what made you guys decide to do this?
So we knew that he was getting out of the Navy in September. So we all, like, for a year and a half, we dreamed about traveling together as a couple, really exploring the country. He had seen a lot of parts of the world that weren't so nice just from his time in the Navy. So that was our intention. With him getting out of the Navy, we wanted to see the U.S., see all 48 states, really meet people. We came through Alabama. Alabama was great. Just meet the people, see the different state parks, all the culture, but then also look for land. We dream of having 100 acres and living off the land and just building that lifestyle for us where we are fully.
Will you build a big house on that 100 acres?
So Austin's been drawing it out. So our intention is we'll buy 100 acres, live in the Airstream, then live in a barn for a couple years, and then slowly start to build our dream.
Right. Well, you're gonna have to have a big enough house because you guys need a lot of kids eventually. Anyway, so let's I want to ask you what the pandemic has done. How has that impinged on your travel plans?
So before COVID happened, we were traveling every 2-3 days in a different city, in a different state. We were literally on the road having meetups, and it was so fun meeting with media and influencers. Now we are super stationary. We've been in Asheville, North Carolina for 30 days. We're not traveling anymore. The only thing we are getting to do is to go on little road trips. We'll get in the car and like drive to see the mountains, or maybe like go to the grocery store once a week. We are right. Fully 24/7 in this Airstream, where before we got to go to the local coffee shop or local burrito restaurant
right.
and meet people and go to a museum. Now we don't get to do any of that. And it's hard because we're in a 23-foot Airstream working and living and doing everything.
Well, at least unlike some people who are in states where they're locking them down pretty hard and seem to continue to be, at least you can drive to a state where things are opening up and you can start living your life again, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Whereas the rest of us are planted in the ground. So what's the biggest challenge living in, what is it, 200 square feet, 150 square feet? What is inside of the 23-foot Airstream?
I don't know. 150
or so. What are the challenges?
Okay, so with Austin being in the Navy, he was used to close corridors, not having a lot of stuff.
Right.
When I moved from Columbus to San Diego to build my business to be on the beach, I really wanted to be on the beach, and I only could afford like a little shoebox studio apartment. It was $1,500 a month, which is a lot of money. So I was used to small living anyways, but I would say biggest stresses are not only are we in a small area, but after Austin got out of the Navy, I asked him to help me with operations and run the business.
Mm-hmm.
So we're so passionate about what we're doing that more of our, like, disagreements or, you know, just, like, in close corridors is more connected to business than personal. Because you just have two people who are so passionate with a vision and trying to really make a difference
right.
that there's always going to be a different perspective.
If you can hang in there together, living the way you're living, and you still can handle each other, you can still stand to be around each other, you're going to have a long and happy marriage, I can tell you that. I want to take a quick break and come back right back with our new friend Heather DeSantis. Heather, I need your website quickly, please.
Publicityforgood.com.
It's a PR firm. We're going to get her to tell us about it after the break. And also, what was it like being part of a beauty pageant?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.